in Hilchas Megillah, the halachas of the Dalet Parshis, in Simin Tov Reish Pei Hei. We're up to Siv Vav. We'll be doing Vav and Zayin. Siv Vav, Hayamim Sheroy Likbo Behem Rish Chodesh Adar. The days that Rish Chodesh Adar could possibly fall on are Zayin Beis Dalet Vav. Why is that? Because Rish Chodesh Adar always falls on the day of the week prior to the day of the week that Rish Chodesh Nisan will fall. Rish Chodesh Nisan will always be one day later than Rish Chodesh Adar. Now, Rish Chodesh Nisan corresponds to the same day of the week as Pesach. We know that Lo Bidu Pesach, Pesach cannot fall on a Monday, a Wednesday, or a Friday. The reason for that is because the rest of the Regalim, the Chagim, are all Tolui in the days of the week of Pesach. So Yom Kippur will always come out on the same day of the week as the fifth day of Pesach. Therefore, if Pesach would have fallen on a Monday, Yom Kippur would be on a Friday, an Erev Shabbos. If Pesach would fall on a Wednesday, then Yom Kippur would be on a Sunday. Yom Kippur cannot fall on either Erev Shabbos or Sunday, because then we would have 2 days in a row that Kvura would not be possible. Now, the next one is that Hoshana Rabbah always falls on the same day of the week as the second day of Pesach. If Pesach would fall on a Friday, then Hoshana Rabbah would be on a Shabbos, and we would be mevatel the mitzvah of Hoshanas altogether. So Lo Bidu Pesach. If Lo Bidu Pesach, that means that Rosh Chodesh Adar, which is one day before it, could not fall on a Sunday, a Tuesday, or a Thursday. Therefore, the only days that it could be Chal are Shabbos, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Zavdu. Now, once we establish that, the Siman L'Shabbosos HaFsoka, which weeks are we mafsik from the Arba Parshias? Zatu. That means if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on a Shabbos, so that Shabbos is Parsha Shkolim. The week after is Parsha Zohar. The week after that is Shushan Purim, which is when we're mafsik. We don't link Parah then because it's too early. So that is Zatu. Zayin, when it falls on Shabbos, we are mafsik on Tezvav and Shushan Purim. Beis, if it falls on a Monday, so we laned Shkolim the week before. Zohar, we have a while to go yet because it's not yet anywhere near Purim. So on Vav, when the Shabbos of Vav, since Rosh Chodesh was on Beis, Shabbos of Vav were Mafsik. Dalid, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on a Wednesday, then the Shabbos prior to it was Parsha Shkolim. That first Shabbos of the month, which will be on Dalid, we're going to end up being Mafsik. The fourth case is Vav. If Rosh Chodesh Adar is Chal on Erev Shabbos, so then there are two Hafsakis, because we lay in Parashat Shkolim the week before. That's the way we paskin, that when Rosh Chodesh Adar is Chal on a Friday, we are Makdim Parashat Shkolim to the week before. So then Beis of the month, we are Mafsik, and again on Yudvav, on Tezayin of the month, we're going to end up being Mafsik, and Parashat Shkolim will be in between those two. Kolomer, Kshachal Rosh Chodesh B'Shabbos, Mafsikin b'chamisha osur bov v'simon zatu, kshachal b'yom beiz mafsikin b'vav bov v'simin bu, kshachal b'yom dalet mafsikin b'dal bov v'simin dat, kshachal b'yom vav mafsikin b'shtei shabosis beiz bo uvav bo v'simin vav, beiz bo v'yud vav bo v'simin vav bov siv zayin. Yesh omrim sheparsha zohar parshas parah aduma chayom lekrosu midaraisa. Some say that Zohar and Parah are Daraisa. Zohar, because it says Zohar, says Shas L'chol HaMolek, and that's Pepeh. Parah, he doesn't mention the source to it, but the Gemara in Yuma learns the halachas of Yom Kippur out of the halachas of Sreifas HaParah or of Shmonis Yimei Amaluim, and there it says that there's an union of Kriya, that there's an union of laning it. The Aruch HaShulchan mentions this. Now, Lamaisa, many Achron in the Mishnah Berurah brings down, argue, and they hold that it's not a Doraisa. Nevertheless, for Mishnah Berurah already paskin that Mitzvah Tzrich is Kavanah, even under abundance, you have to have Kavanah to be Yotze. Says the Mechaber, Lefikach, Bnei HaYeshuvim, Shein Lehem Minyan, Tzrichim Lovo Lamokim Sheyesh Minyan B'Shabbos Zalalu, Ke Lishmo Aparshi Aseilu Shemi Doraisa. People that live in a Yeshuv that doesn't have a Minyan, they've got to come and hear this Kriya, because these Kriyas, because they are Doraisa. Says the Ramah, Hagav, imi'efshel lehem lovo mikolok minsaro lekrosim ben ginosim v'tamon, you should at least lane it with the tamei amikra from a chumash. So the Mishnah Berurah says, even if a person has a Sefer Torah in his house and he lanes from it, he would not be yotz parsha zocher. The Magen Avraham says that you need a minyan mid'oraisa. the Mishnah Berurah leaves it as a tzarach iyun. Where did he get that from? Mishnah Berurah paskins that the Iker Parsha Zachar Daraisa, the form that Chazal gave us, that's a drabbanon, including that you need a minyan. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings a Trumas Hadeshan who holds that because Parsha Zachar is a Daraisa, it's more important to have a minyan for Parsha Zachar than to go here Kriyas HaMegillah B'tzibur. The Magen Avraham says that Megillah is Adaf, because Parsha Zachar Yotzu B'Dieved with Vayavo Amalek, that's laid on Purim morning. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, first of all, you can only be Yotzu if you have Kavanah to. That means you have to have Kavanah on Purim morning to be Yotzu Schiris Amalek. And Bechlal, he doesn't like the whole idea. He says that all the different elements of Schiris Amalek are not mentioned there. In Parsha Zachar, we have Mochotimcha as Zecher Amalek. There's a day that it's supposed to be Zecher Amalek because of the smichut, that it becomes a segol. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says you should lane it twice. During the Dalet Parshis, the Maril says that you don't say a Kel Malei Rachmi, you're not masking a Shamis, but you say Tzidkoscha. The Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokas with regard to Avarachamim. It seems like his achra is that we don't say Avarachamim.